Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So is this any good? Andrei Vasilevskiy made 49 saves out of 49 shots on goal. And he has now recorded shutouts in six of his last seven series clinching games as the Lightning defeat the Florida Panthers to win that series 4-0 with a 2-0 win. Steve, you're out of superlatives at this point. I was thinking, like, if you're John Romano or Eduardo Encina or somebody responsible for coming up with the words, right, because we deal in the printed word at the Tampa Bay Times anyway, and on this podcast, the spoken one, I don't know what else you can say other than we might really never appreciate for a very long time what we're watching in between the pipes here with this goaltender. He is special beyond belief, and just the ability to rise to the pressure of the game, to the enormity of the game. And listen, he's humble as he can be, and he credited all his guys in front of him for blocking shots and the things they have done. But it's time just to say, if you're Florida and you're going home and you've been swept by a goaltender like that that allowed only 3 goals in 4 games for to a team that averages more than 4 games a goal during the regular season, I mean, you just got beat by one of the great all-time playoff goaltenders, period, and there's nothing you could have done about it, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing Florida could have done was show up the way they did in Game 4 for the first games, and maybe you had a better shot.
That's true.
You know, Game 4, Vazzy was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Florida put the pressure on from the jump.
Yeah, they did.
They came out flying like we hadn't seen in the first 3 games of this series.
Yep.
You know, their coach, Andrew Brunette, challenged them, specifically talked about we're getting out-willed in this series. We don't have the will to win, the desire, like Tampa does. They're willing themselves to win. And they came out flying. And they came out. This looked like the Florida Panthers team you saw all year, flying up and down the ice, scoring opportunities galore, which is why they, you know, scored the most goals in the NHL in a couple decades. 4.1 goals a game. Broke the record, the recent record the Lightning had back in 2019. I mean, everyone thinks Toronto scores a lot of goals. Florida scored more than them in the regular season. And Andrei Vasilevskiy was, as you said, I don't know what other superlatives we can say because we've been saying it for years, how good he is. And, you know, not even a Vezina Trophy finalist this year, although, to be honest, the stats through the regular season probably didn't warrant it. Maybe that's he was a little bit off. Maybe it was the team in front of him. A lot of reasons why. The 3 finalists deserved it. But there's no question the best goalie in the world is Andrei Vasilevskiy. There's no question that if you're any team or anybody, that's the goalie you want in goal in a big game. Because he has proven it time and time. 6 out of the last 7 series clinching games, shutouts. The other one, 1 goal.
It's insane. I mean, those numbers, they don't even make sense to me. You know, I mean, that's when teams are at their most desperate. That's when teams are going to make it as difficult for you as humanly possible, which is what I thought they did in Game 4, as you mentioned, the way they came out. And yet he turns them away time after time after time, and not, you know, not in just a sort of ho-hum way. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. You can feel the frustration mounting, and they threw everything at him. At one point, talk about being aggressive. You know, the Panthers defenders were really pinching up a lot. The defensemen on that team had more shots on goal, 15 at one point, than the entire Tampa Bay Lightning had through like 2 periods.
Well, I mean, Lightning had what, 3 shots in the first period?
That was it.
I mean, they were all shot like, you know, 16-3 or something like that. Numbers may be a little off, but.
Although, having said that, for the few shots that they did have, they had 2 goals taken off the board, so they actually got it, you know, through twice before Florida did. And we can get into those in a minute. But, yeah, I mean, they were on their heels. Florida could not – I don't think they could play any better. I don't think that they could create any better chances for themselves. And the Lightning sort of regrouped a little bit in the second period. Like I said, they had the two goals taken off. They could have had or would have had a 2-0 lead there, and maybe the game is over before you get to the third. But these were tough chances, man. And the guy, and I credit his team. They have so much confidence in him. They're playing discipline. They don't always block every shot. They're certainly still giving up their bodies. They're getting
blocked another 18 shots tonight. I think that's in the four games. Off the top of my head, I think that's 77 blocks.
That's just insane.
So it's almost 20 a game, 19 and change a game.
And that's what we talked about the other night when we talked about commitment, something that Florida didn't have. Now, Florida blocked a number of shots themselves. They
nine
were
tonight.
More
nine.
Committed, yeah.
So
a little more.
Better than what they had done, but not to the same level, no.
No. No, not nearly to the same level. But, yeah, he's... He's been incredible, and you got to keep remembering that okay, they were down 3-2 to Toronto. They were losing the series,
down 3-2 and down 3-2 in the game six.
3-2 in game six,
going to the third period,
right? Like they're just a few minutes away from elimination in the first round to a very good Toronto team. And I think we said this, about the Maple Leafs, that they were so talented, and I just felt like if the Lightning could get through the first round against this really good Maple Leafs team, that's not that it would come easier, but they would kind of hit their stride. Look, it's hard to win this many games in a row in the postseason now. It just, you're not seeing this with other series. They go back and forth. That's what it's supposed to be like. That's what it's usually like. You go to game five, game six, sometimes game seven, like they did against the Maple Leafs. That's the norm. Mm-hmm. For them to get on a roll like this in the postseason, they are locked in. They are locked in the way they have been the last couple of years. And even a one-goal lead, certainly in the third period, feels impenetrable. Feels like there's no way they're going to give this up because they are so disciplined and so good. And the other part of it is, and Vasilevsky is the biggest part of this too, how about the penalty kill on this hockey team? Where nothing seems to, they don't seem to blink. I mean, look, it was... What was it? 6-on-4 down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
This game,
even though
they were up 3-0 in this game, in the series, the last minute of this game, because there was the empty netter at the very end, felt like a Stanley Cup final. It was that intense. There was that many shots on net. There was that many great plays. They withstood all of it, And the penalty kill on this team is next level at this point.
Well, I mean, Florida again goes 0-for on the power play. So they, and they're 6 games against Washington and now 4 against the Lightning. They scored 1 power play goal this year in the playoffs.
It's incredible.
You can't, I shouldn't say you can't, because they actually won a series without scoring a power play goal against Washington. But you're not going to go very far in the playoffs if you're scoring 1 power play goal in 10 games.
Right.
I mean, you have to take advantage of those opportunities. Florida wasn't able to because of the Lightning's penalty kill, because of Andrei Vasilevsky in net. I mean, the Lightning have won 10 straight series. It's only been done 4 times in NHL history now. They're the 4th. The Islanders did it in the 80s, and the Canadiens have done it twice in their history. That's it. 10 straight series. And this is amazingly, this is their first sweep under John Cooper.
I didn't realize that.
They had never swept a series as John Cooper or Andrei Vasilevsky as a goalie. As good as they've been. Now, they haven't had many game sevens, especially in the last 2 years. They had one. And now Toronto this year, so that was the second one. But, yeah, it's when you just start going through the numbers with the Lightning, I mean, 6 out of 8 years they're in the conference final. Or the semifinals, because the 1 year they didn't call it the conference final. But 6 out of 12. 7 out of 12. If you go back to 2011. In a salary cap era, it's not supposed to happen.
No.
I went back the other night, because, you know, we've talked about this, but and there's been some hockey teams. I think the Colorado Avalanche went 7 out of 9 years back in the 90s. The Red Wings went a bunch. There were some teams, the Devils had been a lot. But since the salary cap's been in, I mean, 6 out of 8 years. And you know, not to get ahead of ourselves, because there's still, you know, hopefully two series left for the Lightning to play. But the whole team's under contract for next year except for Palat, Nick Paul, Jan Ruda.
Yeah.
I think those are the only three not under contract for next year.
Yeah, Nick Paul's a big one, but look, yeah. Look who they replaced this year.
I think Palat will be gone. I think Nick Paul will be re-signed, and Jan Ruda may move on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, as far as, you know, we talk cores and this, and yeah, I mean, they're all back next year. And they're in this, and they're in the Eastern Conference Finals again this year for the sixth time in 8 years. Just when you start going through the, and, you know, there's, and here, they swept Florida without Braden Point.
I was going to say that these days off, we don't know whether that will result in Point coming back and playing or not, but just the mere fact that you just played your best series in these playoffs. Like you mentioned, the first sweep in the last 3 years on their way to the Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals. We have not seen, and Point is the engine. We talked about that. There's no question that, you know, Nikita Kucherov has filled that void, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he has become the biggest playmaker. He is the guy who has, you know, settled them down offensively and created you know, power play chances and everything else. So they needed that. But when you lose your best player, not many teams are going to get better. You know, this team has gotten better even without Braden Point. And now, I don't know how you quantify this, but during a Stanley Cup run like this, as many guys that have, you know, taken pucks and are beat up and everybody's, it's a war of attrition, right? That's what the NHL is in the postseason. That's why we love it so much. Everybody's selling out. Now you get days off. How valuable will these days off be to this Lightning team, especially if they get Point back?
Well, think of this. If the Rangers and Carolina go to 7 games,
right?
They won't play game 7 till Monday night.
Gosh,
which means you're not starting the next series till Wednesday or Thursday of next week.
Woohoo!
Now, if they go only 6, they'll play Saturday night. Maybe you start Monday or Tuesday. So if that series can get to at least 6 games, and they may wait till the Western Conference finishes anyway, too. Now, Colorado's up 3-1. That series may end quick, but Edmonton-Calgary could go deep, too. You know, you may have more than a week off between games, which maybe takes you a little bit out of your rhythm, but when we've seen in this series Stamkos go back to the locker room, Nick Paul, Brendan Hagel, yeah. Eric Chernak, Mikhail Sergachev, I mean, all these guys that have been back to the locker room and you're like, oh, he's not coming back, and then they do. You know they're battling something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know what necessarily. But a week off of rest in a playoff series and not having to put more wear and tear in your body in the meantime? That's, you know, if nothing else motivated the Lightning tonight, that should be it, is getting the rest and also not having to get on a plane today. You know,
right.
It's a day off for the team and get to relax a little bit.
They can actually now not practice, right? They can just be off.
Like, yeah, I mean, the Carolina series is going to go. Game 4 is tonight, so game 5 is Thursday night. That's the earliest the series could be over.
Right.
Which means you're not going to start a playoff series till at least Saturday.
Till the weekend,
maybe Sunday or Monday. But if they want to wait for the Western Conference too, then, you know, who knows? You know, I don't know how the NHL will do that. I don't know if they want to start the Eastern Conference Finals before the Western, because if your series ends really early, then you get a lot of time off before the Stanley Cup Final. So, you know, we'll see how these series play out in the next, you know, day or two or three. But if you're a Lightning fan, you probably want to root for Game 7s.
Yeah, you do.
Don't matter who wins the series, just root for Game 7. The Lightning will start the next series on the road again.
Yes.
Carolina had a better record than them. They tied the Rangers in the regular season. But the Rangers have the tiebreaker of regulation wins. So Lightning will start on the road no matter which team it is. Carolina or the Rangers.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That but doesn't seem to matter to them.
That, nope, does not.
But I mean, you win one game on the road, you take away home ice.
But the other part, too, and we talked about Braden Point missing, and you have Stamkos, and you got Hedman, and you got Point, and you got Kucherov, and you got these stars. The last four series-clinching wins for the Lightning, the game-winning goals came from Pat Maroon,
Ross Colton,
Nick Paul,
right.
Ross Colton, Yanni Gourde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Third and fourth liners.
Yeah.
Not your top lines. You in the playoffs, you have to have that secondary scoring. And the Lightning seem to get it every series.
Well, and listen, to be fair, and Maroon does, I mean, there's a reason, I guess, that Maroon is now going for his fourth cup in a row.
Mm-hmm. He's won 14 straight series, by the way.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, even the Lightning can't catch him this year. they had some breaks. They had some puck luck, right? Mm-hmm. You had the triple doink, right, that the Panthers had where they managed to hit three different parts of the goal with one shot. And, you know, Maroon sort of slaps one out of the sky that they can't find and gets on its edge and rolls into the goal. So, I mean, but that's all part of it, right? You create your own luck in this game. It's just that the Panthers could not score. They could still be playing. To give you an idea, okay, so they were the highest scoring team in the NHL this year. The most goals or the highest scoring since the Mario Lemieux, Jaromir Jagr Penguins days.
Right, the mid-90s.
96, yeah. Okay, and yet Vasilevskiy held them to one goal in four games, right? Held them to three goals in four games, in one goal in three consecutive games before the shutout. Florida had been held to one goal only three times the entire regular season. He just did it four games, one goal or less.
I believe this was the first shutout all year for the Panthers.
Someone
told me that after the game. This was the first time they were shut out all year.
I
don't know that's true. That's what someone told me after the game. So,
yeah, well, nice time for it. I mean, it just doesn't happen to them. And you look at the talent they have. I'll say this. I don't want to win the President's Trophy.
Well, we had that mailbag question last week. Is there a President's Trophy curse?
Well, how many in a row is this now? The teams have failed to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. I mean, it's a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of expectations. I think in Florida's case, though, all they have to do is say, well, you know, we lost to the champions maybe 3 years in a row, depending on how they finish these playoffs. But you know, it's not like Florida was a bad team, didn't play well, et cetera. They just got beat, and they got beat by a better team, a champion that still has its pedigree. The will is the thing. I think that's, you know, and we've talked about this on the podcast, and Stamkos mentioned it again. They're still very motivated, like, and it's an individual thing and it's a collective thing, but like, you know, the core is the core. You know, these guys can look at each other in the eye and they know that they've been here before and they know what they need to do and they know what they need to commit to. But there's still, you know, let's get Corey Perry a ring, you know.
Get Nick Paul or Belmar
or Belmar. I mean, Perry had one his second year in the NHL and now he's, you know, 15 years in. But, I mean, there are guys that are now come here and have helped you win this year because every year is different. Yes, they have the sameness to them, to their overall team, particularly when, you know, Hedman and Vasilevskiy and Stamkos and, you know, Maroon, all those guys. But there's also every year is different and there's new motivations. And that's the thing. It's the motivation that they find night in, night out during the postseason. Because let's be honest, at the beginning of the Toronto series, they looked like a tired hockey team. They looked like a team that was a little bit older, maybe didn't have that will, maybe weren't playing the right way all the time in the playoffs. It took them a while to get to find themselves, and now they have. And you know, it starts with Vasi. I mean, what can you say? You know, and even he says, well, you know, and I think this is true during the regular season. You get away from that structure. You kind of, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have to make that commitment when you know you're going to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And as a result, you know, Vasilevsky's goal against average wasn't that high. I mean, he was not even a nominee this year for the Vezina. Mm-hmm. He didn't, you know, it's one thing to lose it. It's another thing not to be nominated. That should never happen again, by the way. I wouldn't care what his goals against average was during the regular season. He should be in the damn.
Well, he still, led the league in wins for the fifth straight year?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, this is not an accident how he's doing it. But guys don't make the same commitment, nor necessarily mm-hmm. should they. But, and he didn't have, you know, the same, you know, sort of year that he's had in the past. But he's still the best big game goaltender, and I think the players have voted that when they were asked, who would you want in net for a big game? There's nobody. And because of that, they have a chance in every series. I mean, is it too early to say if you're the Lightning, who you match up better with? Is it the Rangers or is it the Panthers?
I don't know if it's too early. I tend to think the Rangers, but the Rangers actually had a better record against the Lightning this year than the Hurricanes
yeah,
did.
Played them really well. Yeah.
Shesterkin's been good, although he's let in a couple goals.
You go, not great. Yeah.
Carolina's structure and forecheck is really tough, but you know, you're the Lightning. I don't think they care.
They don't. They really don't.
I mean, they didn't care.
They
didn't care. Yeah. They were the third seed in their division. They didn't care that they started on the road in Toronto. They didn't care they started on the road in Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Lightning have gone from people picking them only because they were two-time champs, but no one really thought they were going to win it. The analytics all said, oh, no, Lightning don't have a shot this year. And now you've knocked off the best and the third-best team in the East?
And you're getting stronger. Now you're getting stronger. You won six mm-hmm. in a row now.
Yeah. And now all of a sudden you have to kind of go, are they the favorites to win the Cup? They weren't going into the playoffs, and they weren't going into this round either. But now, I mean, maybe Colorado, if they advance, they're up 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
But you almost have to say the Lightning might be the favorites to win the Cup right now.
Well, I don't know how you go against them, only because no one's beaten them in 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. They're halfway to it. They're going to play to get there.
Well, you could take a bunch of goals off the board. That may be a way to beat them. But
yeah.
Which we haven't talked about the reviews yet.
No. And to be fair, I didn't. The first one, I wasn't sure exactly what was going on. The second one was definitely a hand pass on the face-off.
The second one was the right call. The first one, I think, is the right call. But how do you overturn something if you don't have conclusive evidence? And how do you let it go for 8 minutes, 10 minutes,
oh,
whatever it was?
It was 10 minutes.
If I'm a ticket holder and I paid money to watch that?
Oh, I'm booing the crap out of
it. I don't want to watch 8 minutes of a referee on an iPad.
Yeah, good time to get a beer or go to the bathroom, but really, come on, guys.
And you know my feeling. I hate replay. I want to get rid of it out of sports.
Yeah.
You know, I would have said that if it was reversed and it was, you know, Florida's, you know, trying to take a lot, you know, or, you know, whatever, benefiting the other way. I'd say it either way. 8 minutes of that or nine. They were counting. There was four full songs played in the arena by the
songs.
DJ. I mean, it's like, really?
They didn't play American Pie, apparently, or there would have been one.
I mean, we didn't play Nagata De Vida or anything, but.
Right. Well, I mean, this is, and in hockey, as much as any sport, like, talk about either way, right? Mm-hmm. Killing momentum. You know, you're supposed to get a little bit of lift when you score a goal or something, but even if they had counted, it would have been like, okay, 10 minutes have gone by. Yeah, it's stoppage is not good, and if it's going to take 10 minutes, then I don't know. Maybe you're looking at, you need the Zapruder film at that point. Like, you really have to look deep to find out whether you missed something or not. Just mm-hmm. let it go. But those can be demoralizing calls, right? Mm-hmm. Those can be like tough breaks, and they were. Kucherov he did nothing wrong. He got the puck on the faceoff and ripped mm-hmm. one. So those can be, you know, back breakers. And certainly it kept Florida right in the game. And yet the Lightning didn't blink. They just kept playing, didn't have as many shots, maximized their scoring chances, and then finally Maroon gets one to trickle behind Bravoski, and it goes in, and then they get the empty netter at the end. But killing off that 6-on-4 was not an easy thing to do. You know, that was some dramatic stuff. I mean, at one point I think I saw Sergachev's in the crease. Vazzy's, you know, got his leg locked down across both sides of the goal. I mean, it's unbelievable what he can do with his quickness and flexibility and whatever he does. And I've heard about this, like, well, he prepares, people don't see. I don't know how you begin to prepare. Like, for what he does, it seems so incredibly instinctive, and obviously you study the opponent and those things, but the biggest thing he has done is stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
A knock on wood. And I'm sure he doesn't feel good. There was a moment in game 3 where he was a little slow to get back to his feet, you know, mm-hmm. out of a crouch. And you're like, wonder if we got some groin issues. Wonder if we got a little hamstring going. Like, some, you know, he's not 100% either. They gave him as much rest as they could, you know, the last 10 games or so playing, kind of giving him nights off,
mm-hmm.
If you will. But, you know, now he finally gets a little bit of a rest. I mean, we've talked about this era of Tampa Bay sports, and we'll see what the Rays are able to do when they go for their Sunshine Series against the Florida Marlins, and they're kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now then they have the Yankees coming in this weekend.
Big Yankees game. What'd you say, the game Saturday is sold out already?
Saturday's game is sold out, so, you know, Yankees fans are winning, so they're buying the tickets also.
Oh, the most front-running fans in the nation, yeah. Yeah, I would love, if I was a Tampa Bay Rays fan, I would love to go to that series and just wait for them to, wait for the Rays to beat the Yankees. There can't be anything more satisfying if you're a Rays fan than to watch half the arena or half the stadium leave disappointed from New York. But yeah, so you know, you've got this run. This run is like no other, and it started, and perhaps it'll end with the Tampa Bay Lightning winning all mm-hmm. these championships. Look, the Bucs won a Super Bowl. Hard to do. They did it in the first year with Tom Brady. The next year, they come back. They get to the divisional playoff round. Brady leads them back, 24 points. They lose to an eventual Super Bowl champion, Rams. You know, the Rays go to the World Series. They win 100 games the next year. They're going to be back in the hunt again if the Yankees, you know, win, and if they ever cool off. They were swept by the White Sox just the other day. But the Lightning, man. The Lightning, a potential. They're playing to get to a third consecutive Stanley Cup. Can you imagine if the Bucs went to 3 straight Super Bowls? If the Rays went to 3 straight World Series and won at least 2 of them? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. You know, it's dominance like no other in sport right now. I'm reading Twitter from people all over the country that I don't recognize. I'm kind of looking at, where are you from? Are you from are you from Miami? Are you from South? Just everywhere. People are like, I'm sick of the Tampa Bay Lightning. it's what people used to say about the Patriots.
We made it.
Right?
We made it.
Yeah.
As you a community, now, we've made it.
You're a villain. You're the bad guys. You wear the black hat. No one wants to see you on the stage again. I'm sick of the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm not sick of them. I think it's great. Even despite having to stay up until 2 o'clock in the morning. We're glad we're going to get some sleep for a change on this sportscast. But, you know, it's been an incredible ride. And I certainly was hoping they would close out the series in 4 games so we could all rest maybe till the weekend. But we'll see who they get.
Mm-hmm. By the way, the Bolts have not allowed a third period goal in 6 straight games now.
That's stupid.
That's called locking it down.
My goodness. And those are one, you know, most of those, or a lot of those games are one goal leads. That's it. Mm-hmm. They're protecting one goal.
I mean, tonight was a one. I mean, they got the empty netter, but it's
right.
It's
but
goal
no,
game.
But they're protecting a one goal. Mm-hmm. Like, it feels like, you know, when you get to the third period, if you're trailing the Lightning, the party might be over. Start the buses, you know? That's how it felt the last 2 years. Like, they have a system, they have a commitment. They make you go 200 feet. And when you get down there, if you fight your way across the blue line, you've got the monster waiting for you between the pipes. He is unbelievable. And you can't tell me he doesn't get in teams' heads. It has to. It has to look like there is no net to shoot at when Andrei Vasilevskiy is back there, the way he plays in the postseason. These numbers just don't lie. It's crazy what he's doing. Just absolutely crazy how great he's been. And like I said, you run out of superlatives. His player, you know, his teammates are asked about him, even with him on the podium. Stamkos is there. They don't know what else to say. Like, you know, like, yeah, well, he's the greatest player in the world. I mean, like, you know, that's when they do the deep dive on how the Lightning were able to dominate this era of salary cap hockey, it'll start with that guy.
Well, it's the same as, look, I mean, the goalie's the most important position. Much like the quarterback in the NFL is, and the Patriots dominated for 20 years because Tom Brady was the quarterback.
He was the constant, the coach and the quarterback. And give John Cooper a little bit of credit, too. He's already written his Hall of Fame resume, and, you know, he's going to be right there one day with a chance to win his third Stanley Cup in 3 years. It's just plenty of riches for everybody, you know. They're all going to become folk heroes, and they should be here. It's just – and there's nothing, I'm telling you, I have watched baseball playoffs. I've covered enough playoff games in the NFL. There is nothing like the NHL playoffs. I mean, it is every night a battle. Guys just selling out. Caution to the wind. The war of attrition. You know, who can stay on their feet long enough? It really is something to behold, you know. And this was a back-to-back. That's the other thing. They just played back-to-back games. That's rare in the playoffs. There was no rest for either team, and they both came out and played the most entertaining hockey game of the series. So congratulations to them. I mentioned the Tampa Bay Rays are headed to play the Florida Marlins and see if they can right the ship after dropping the 2-3 to the Baltimore Orioles, two of them on walk-offs. They got to improve their defense. Talk about a team that is beat up. They've got plenty of guys that are hurting. Too many really to list here, but they need to get the bullpen locked down as well. They, you know, not used to letting it go, a couple leads go by. So we've got that. The Bucks have their OTAs on Wednesday. We'll be out there to talk to Todd Bowles and others. I saw where Tom Brady, of course, and Aaron Rodgers are going to play Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills in the match that's on June 1st. They're going to have some media things, I think, about midweek. Tom Brady might be available possibly on a Zoom coming up. I don't think he's going to want to talk about the offseason. He wants to talk about golf, but whatever. We can do that as well. And we'll have your mailbag questions at some point this week as well, and you can do that and get those to us on Twitter. Submit them to us at SportsDayTB. You can reach me at NFL Stroud on Twitter, or my email address is rstroud@tampabay.com. For Steve Verstick, I'm Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.